Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Eyes of the Overworld by Jack Vance, performed by Arthur Morey. Chapter 1. The Overworld. On the heights above the River Zan, at the site of certain ancient ruins, Yukanu, the laughing magician, had built a manse to his private taste. An eccentric structure of steep gables, balconies, skywalks, cupolas, together with three spiral green glass towers, through which the red sunlight shone in twisted glints and peculiar colors. Behind the manse and across the valley, low hills rolled away like dunes to the limit of vision. The sun projected shifting crescents of black shadow. Otherwise, the hills were unmarked, empty, solitary. The Zan, rising in the old forest to the east of Almery, passed below, then 3 leagues to the west made junction with the Skom. Here was Azinamai, a town old beyond memory, notable now only for its fair, which attracted folk from all the region. At Azinamai Fair, Kugel had established a booth for the sale of talismans. Kugel was a man of many capabilities, with a disposition at once flexible and pertinacious. He was long of leg, deft of hand, light of finger, soft of tongue. His hair was the blackest of black fur, growing low down his forehead, coving sharply back above his eyebrows. His darting eye, long inquisitive nose and droll mouth gave his somewhat lean and bony face an expression of vivacity, candor, and affability. He had known many vicissitudes, gaining therefrom a suppleness, a fine discretion, a mastery of both bravado and stealth. Coming into the possession of an ancient lead coffin, after discarding the contents, he had formed a number of leaden lozenges. These, stamped with appropriate seals and runes, he offered for sale at the Azinamai Fair. Unfortunately for Kugel, not 20 paces from his booth, a certain Fianister had established a larger booth with articles of greater variety and more obvious efficacy, so that whenever Kugel halted a passerby to enlarge upon the merits of his merchandise, the passerby would like as not display an article purchased from Fianister and go his way. On the 3rd day of the fair, Kugel had disposed of only 4 periapts at prices.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?